Hagiga Yerushalmi goes back to Hagiga Bavli, Daf Hei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, on the fourth line, Androgynous. Androgynous, the Mishnah said that an androgynous is exempt from the mitzvah of Re'ir. Kol Zechucha, part of the androgynous. And it also says the word Kol Zechucha, all of your males, is exempt and androgynous. The Mantanina and Suffolk androgynous, Emechal Nalavis HaShabbos, view the matter of androgynous. The Mishnah says elsewhere that we are not Machal Shabbos for the bris milah of a Suffolk baby, a Suffolk nasal, Suffolk whether he was viable or not, or an androgynous. We do permit for an androgynous. Ma'ama hacha v'yudah, what does the v'yudah say here about androgynous regarding mitzvah v'yir? If you mean ador, Yerchan ben davoy mishem v'yudah af hasuma v'leif bar nash omar af ela duhu moidi al kadmaife. The Gemara says we learn from the following. Yerchan ben davoy says in the name of v'yudah, even a blind person is exempt from v'yir. One says the word even only if he agrees to what was said before, means he agrees to all that the Chachamim exempts, including androgynous. The Gemara asks a contradiction. Rav Yehudah seems to contradict himself. There in Re'ir he says that Kol Zechucha excludes an androgynous, and here in the midst of Me'ilah he says that Kol Zocha includes an androgynous. Rav Yehudah v'Abonon mikra echad ein doshin Abonon doshin Orel matam v'leimu Orel Zocha ad shehi kulo hi Zocha. The answer is Rav Yehudah and Abonon expound the same pasuk. Abonon expound the word Orel, exclude a woman to whom all does not apply. Why does it say Zoho? And this requires that he should be totally male and without female private parts. V'yudah dorash Zoho nata v'lem me'orel v'afilu miksosei orel v'mohocha kol zechucha prat l'androgynous. V'yudah expounds the word Zoho to exclude a woman. Why does it say orel? This teaches that even a partial orel means he's not a full male. However, here by Re'ir it says only kol zechucha means by the total male and excludes androgynous. Noshim, the Mishnah said that women are exempt from Me'ir. Or the Hucha, part of the Noshim, from the words, or the Hucha, all of your males, this excludes women. Avodim, the Pasuk said, the Mishnah said that Avodim slaves are exempt. If you're now dog, give a partner of a Shana, Yerok or the Hucha, as you're in lay Odin, Elekadish Wohu, Yotza Ever, Jeshlai Odin Ache. The sources we learn from the Pasuk, 3 times in the year, your males will be seen. Or they will see what they see. Espenei Adon Hashem, the face kiyachol of the master Hashem. One whose only master is Hashem, which excludes a slave who has another master. And Rav Shua ben Levi, Menad Shekol Makayim Mitzvos Re'ir, Ki'il Makbel Pnei Shechina, Menado Shosh Pam Bashana Yerukol Zefurcha Espenei Adon Hashem V'Gaima. Shimon Levi said, what's the source that one who fulfills the mitzvah of Re'ir is if you accept it, you receive the Shechina? We learn it from that pasuk. 3 times a year, your males will see Espenei Ha'adin Hashem, the going by the face of your master, Hashem. Chigel, the Mishnah says that a lame person is exempt. Yechiv, regalim, because the pasuk says regalim, it's a foot festival, you have to walk. Chole, we said a sick person is exempt. Yechiv, v'samachta, the pasuk says, and you shall rejoice. Zokain, an elder, is exempt. Yechiv, regalim, also because it says regalim, which means he has to be able to walk. Amav Yasa, Tarteoin, Lekula, Yochol Ismoich, Veni Yochol Aleich, Tayo Ani Alav, regalim, Yochol Aleich, Veni Yochol Ismoich, Tayo Ani Alav, Vesamachta. Yasa says we're lenient about both of these. If he can rejoice but he cannot walk, we apply to him the word regalim to exempt. If he can walk but he cannot rejoice, we apply to him Vesamachta to exempt.